I'm El Boogie, and this is From a Mustard Seed. Welcome, welcome, welcome. If this is your first time listening, welcome. If this is you coming back, welcome. Today I'm coming to you from beautiful Green Valley Lake. It's snow outside. It's crisp in the air. I got on a big coat because, you know, an LA girl cannot do in the cold. But it's not too cold outside. And I'm reflecting. So being out here, I came with a group of people, and amongst them were some amazing women. And one of the things that we talked about was, one, being secure in your confidence, and two, in being secure in your confidence, having the ability to bring out that confidence in others, be of service, and hopefully cultivate relationships with people in order to not only better yourselves, but how in us dropping pearls or sharing information or even putting a smile on someone's face can have a ripple effect. And not only impact them, the person that they're talking to directly, but impact those people that that person may come into contact with. So one of the exercises that we did was, you go around and you say something good about yourself, something you like about yourself, something you value within yourself. And when that person says it, everyone else says brag well, because that's what you want to do, right? Brag well. Essentially, people, especially I know as a female growing up, you're taught kind of to shrink yourself and not be bougie or not be overconfident or stuck up, right? That's what we hear, stuck up. If somebody's confident in who they are, then they're stuck up. And I thought that was really powerful to be in a room full of women and be able to say something that I really love about myself and then see these group of women congratulate me for that and confirm that for me without any sense of jealousy or disdain for what I was saying about myself. The second part of that exercise was to say something about somebody else in the room. So then after you say something good about yourself, you go around the room and say something good about the other people in the room. And the beautiful thing about that moment was a few of the people in the room really didn't know each other and hadn't met actually outside of us being here. And they were able to sense and discern some good qualities about the woman that came without even really, really knowing them. And sometimes we don't know the power that we have just walking into a room, just smiling at someone, just saying a kind word, or we don't even know that other people are observing who we are and how that's impacting them. So I think that was really powerful for us to do as a group. And then the third thing was something that we desire for ourselves. And the amazing thing was that even though we all as women complain about how we look or what we don't like about this or that, the main things that people were saying in the room was that, you know, they want to be of service. They want to have an impact. They want to be financially stable. They want to find their path. You know what I mean? They want to trust God more. And so in that, I think sometimes we get stuck on the vanity of things. I want to have a big house. I want to have a big car. I want to have a big butt. You know what I'm saying? But it's not always about that, because if you don't have financial stability, you shouldn't have a big house. You shouldn't have a big car. And what if that something happens with your butt? You know what I mean? You'd rather have love. So I think that in doing that, it was really amazing to hear these things. And not only that, in that moment, people were able to deliver their testimony. And by someone delivering their testimony, it impacted another person to say, you know what? If you can do it, then I can trust God too. If you can step out on faith, I can step out on faith too. And then you realize I'm complaining about all these things in my life, but God makes a way. So it's always, always, always possible through Christ, right? It's always possible if you just have a mustard seed of faith and you believe in God for the things that you want and you fertilize your spirit, you fertilize that dream, it's gonna grow. It's going to happen. It may not be in your time, but it will happen. And all the hiccups along the way, sometimes we question God about why is this happening or why is that happening? Or we may not trust because we're thinking ahead, you know what I mean, of all the things that could possibly go wrong. But when God is in the mix, he's got it handled no matter what. So even if something goes wrong, it's meant to go wrong because maybe you weren't supposed to take that path, or maybe whatever went wrong is going to teach you a lesson for someone else. You know what I mean? Or a bigger situation that you might see yourself in, that had you been in that big situation and that one thing happened, it would have made everything crumble. So God had to have you stumble in the beginning to get to this place where you could stand in a room full of executives and speak, where you can handle an issue with your company that may not be going right, but you can keep a cool head, that you can handle problems in your marriage because maybe in a previous relationship you experienced this and it pushed you to growth. And I was reading this book called It's Not Supposed to Be This Way by Eliza Turkis, I think that's her name, but it's an amazing book. I really encourage everybody to go out there and read it. I think it's on Amazon. It's at Target. It's only like $14.99, but it's got some amazing nuggets. And one of the pearls that stuck out for me and has really impacted me is they talked about baking a cake, right? And you have all these ingredients to bake a cake, and without all of the ingredients, you can't bake the cake. The cake's not going to come out right. And so she was saying that if we took each ingredient and tasted that ingredient before we put it in the bowl, every ingredient wouldn't make it, right? You're not going to taste raw eggs. You're definitely not going to taste, you know, flour doesn't taste good by itself. Baking powder doesn't taste good by itself. You might put in the sugar and the butter, but if you just try to make a cake with sugar and butter, you're just going to end up with melted sugar and butter, right? So you need all of these ingredients. You need the stuff that doesn't taste so good. You need the stuff that's going to make your stomach hurt. And you need the sweet stuff. So that's kind of how our lives are, right? You have the sweet stuff. You have the stuff that really, really hurts. You have the stuff that doesn't feel so good. You got the stuff that's hard. But you need all of these things in order to make you the person that you are and drive you into the purposeful life that you are supposed to be living. And if you leave anything out, your cake's just not going to come out the same. And so I say all that to say that whatever you're going through in your life, whatever is happening, have faith and try to find an understanding in those moments as to how it can help you, not why it's happening, because you don't know what's ahead of you or what God has for you, right? You can just keep walking in your purpose and growing closer to him and really praying and trying to hear the voice of God. But in those moments where you have your why moments, it's okay to say why. It's okay to be sad. It's okay to fall. But then pick yourself up and then try to understand or grow through that problem and figure out how you can be better experience within your experience, right? And how that's going to help to navigate you in the future. So yeah, I hope this message is well received, and I will meet you guys again on the next podcast. Have a great week. Have a blessed week. Have a powerful week, and have a productive week. Blessings to all. Bye.